Chapter 2. The Company of Actors. Meanwhile, upstairs in the Lord's bedchamber, Sly woke up and found himself dressed as a lord with servants ready to attend him.
In the name of God, bring me a pot of ale!
He cried.
Would your lordship prefer a glass of dry white wine?
Replied one of the servants. Would your honour like to taste these sugared fruits? Said another.
And what would your honour like to wear today?
Inquired a third.
I am Christopher Sly, so don't call me honour or lordship. I have never drunk wine in my life, and if you want me to eat something, then give me beef!
Shouted Sly angrily.
As for clothes, don't ask me what I'm going to wear. I don't even have a pair of good shoes to put on my feet.
Just then, the Lord came in and exclaimed,
Why are you in such a bad mood, sir? You are a fine, wealthy lord of noble descent.
Do you think I'm mad?
Replied Sly.
Am I not Christopher Sly, a tinker from Burton Heath?
The Lord and his servants continued trying to convince Sly that he was really a lord by offering him all kinds of entertainment. And they also told him that he had a wife waiting for him to wake from his long sleep, come back to his senses, and embrace her.
Indeed, you have a lady who is far more beautiful than any I've ever seen,
the Lord went on.
She is the fairest creature in the world. Even all the pain she has felt for you, my lord, and the tears that have stained her pretty face, make her inferior to none.
At this, Sly became interested and started to believe them.
Am I really a lord? And have I such a lady? Or am I dreaming? Well, I'm not asleep. I can see. I can hear, and I can speak. I can smell sweet scents, and feel soft clothing. I must really be a lord, and not a tinker, not Christopher Sly. So bring my lady to me and a pot of small ale.
Just then the lord's page, Bartholomew, entered, dressed as a lady, followed by the attendants, carrying a pot of ale.
How are you today, my noble lord?
Asked the page.
Well enough, but where is my wife?
Replied Sly.
Here.
The page went on, pointing to himself.
What do you want with me?
If you are my wife, you should call me husband, and my men should call me lord,
said Sly suspiciously.
My husband and my lord. My lord and my husband. I am your obedient wife.
Replied the page modestly. Sly turned to the lord and said,
What must I call her?
Madam,
replied the lord.
Alice, madam, or Joan, madam?
Asked Sly.
Madam, and nothing else. That is what lords call ladies.
Sly then turned back to the page, Bartholomew.
Madam wife, they say that I have dreamt and slept for more than 15 years.
Yes, and it seems like 30 years to me. I have had to sleep alone all that time,
replied the mischievous page.
It is indeed a long time. Servants, leave us alone,
ordered Sly, smiling at his wife. They all left the room, and Sly and the page were now alone. Sly was eager to take his lady to bed, and the page had to try to make up excuses to avoid it. Luckily, at that moment, another servant entered to announce that the group of actors was ready to perform a play for him.
Well, let us see it,
said Sly resignedly.
Come, madam wife, sit by my side.